This is Audible.
This is Innovative Language Learning. Go to innovativelanguage.com/audiobooks to get the lesson notes for this course and to sign up for your free lifetime account. The course consists of lessons centered on a practical, real-life conversation. In each lesson, first, we'll introduce the background of the conversation. Then, you'll hear the conversation two times. One time at natural native speed, and one time with the English translation. After the conversation, you'll learn carefully selected vocabulary and key grammar concepts. Next, you'll hear the conversation one time at natural native speed at the end of the lesson. Finally, practice what you have learned with the review track. Before starting the lessons, go to innovativelanguage.com/audiobooks to get the lesson notes for this course and to sign up for your free lifetime account. Lesson 1.
This series is designed to introduce you to absolute beginner and beginner level Japanese.
We'll also introduce Japanese culture, customs, and some useful set phrases.
The main character of this series is Ashley Jones, a 29-year-old American woman. She works at the New York office of a Japanese car manufacturing company called
Nissan.
This series is about her business trip to Japan. In Lesson 1, you'll learn three critical Japanese sentence structures. First,
how to say yes and no. Then, how to say A equals B.
Or,
A is B. And also the question form of the sentence, is A B?
Now, before each dialogue featuring professional voice actors, we'll give you the setting for the conversation, the characters who will appear in it, and the relationship to provide context. So, in our first lesson, this conversation takes place on
Skype.
As you may already know, Skype is a software program that allows users to make telephone calls or exchange instant messages over the internet. The conversation is between
two colleagues, Ashley and her colleague, Daisuke Honda.
Now, Ashley works at the New York office. Daisuke works at the company headquarters in Tokyo.
It looks like they're chatting on Skype on the day of Ashley's departure.
Now, in Japanese, there are basically three levels of formality.
Informal, formal, and honorific.
Honorific is mainly used in business situations. As a beginner of Japanese, knowing informal and formal speech is enough.
In the dialogues, you'll hear some honorific phrases that are commonly used. But as a beginner, it's okay to focus on using just the informal and formal speech patterns.
So Naomi-sensei, what's the level of formality of the conversation? Or maybe I should say, audio chat.
Since they're colleagues, they use formal Japanese.
This lesson references All About Japanese Lesson 5, Bootcamp Lessons 1 and 2, and Appendix 2. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ashley-san.
Honda-kun. こんにちは。
出発は明日ですか?
いいえ、今日です。
今日?
はい。
ああ、ニューヨークは朝ですか。
はい、今4時です。出発は11時です。
じゃあ、良い旅を。
はい。じゃあ、また後で。
One time slowly.
アシュリーさん。
本田くん、こんにちは。
出発は明日ですか?
いいえ、今日です。
今日。
はい。
ああ、ニューヨークは朝ですか?
はい。今、4時です。出発は11時です。
じゃあ、良い旅を。
はい。じゃあ、また、後で。
Now, with the English translation.
アシュリーさん。
Ashley?
本田くん、こんにちは。
本田くん、Hello!
出発は明日ですか?
Is your departure tomorrow?
いいえ。今日です。
No, it's today.
今日。
Today?
はい。
Yes.
Ah, ニューヨークは朝ですか。
Oh, is it morning in New York?
はい、今4時です。
Yes, right now it's 4 o'clock.
出発は11時です。
My departure is at 11.
じゃあ、良い旅を。
Okay, have a nice trip.
はい、じゃあ、また後で。
Okay, well, see you later.
4時?
So she's chatting with Daisuke at 4 in the morning?
Maybe she's doing some last minute packing.
Ah, I see.
Or she could be busy preparing for her presentation at headquarters.
To fully understand this dialogue, I think we need to explain the time difference between Tokyo and New York.
That's right. There is a 14-hour time difference between Tokyo and New York. In the summer months, the difference changes to 13 hours due to daylight savings in the U.S. So that means that if it's 4 a.m. in New York, it's 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. in Tokyo.
That's why Daisuke said, Ah, New York は朝ですか?
Oh, is it morning in New York? Another thing I want to point out are the name suffixes, san and kun.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Ashley called Daisuke Honda, Honda-kun, Mr. Honda. Honda, or Honda, is his family name. So she calls him family name plus
kun.
But Daisuke Honda, or Daisuke Honda, calls her
Ashuri-san.
First name plus son.
Right. Unlike English Mr. or Ms., you can attach san or kun to either someone's first name or family name. Kun is mostly used for men, but san is used for both men and women.
So, my name is Peter Galante. So, I could be called?
Peter-san.
Or?
Galante-san.
Now, most of the time, people refer to me as Peter-san.
Yeah.
That's more common for foreigners taking their first name and tacking on san. In Japanese, it's the opposite. Most people use the last name and tack on san. Now, there are some more name suffixes in Japanese, and we have a detailed write-up about it in the lesson notes. Naomi-sensei, before we move on, I want to cover one more thing.
What is it?
Daisuke Honda refers to Ashley as Ashuri-san, her first name plus san.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley refers to Daisuke Honda as
Honda-kun.
Now, these suffixes tell us something about their relationship.
Yeah.
What does it tell us?
We could guess they're in the same social status, or Ashley's social status is higher than Honda.
Quite a unique thing about Japanese. Because Ashley used kun, we know that there are two possibilities. One, Daisuke has a lower social status than Ashley. Or two, they're on the same level.
So it means you can never use kun to your boss or customers.
Naomi-sensei, well said. If you did use it to someone in a higher social status, it would be considered rude. A little piece of advice. When you're in doubt, use san.
Yeah, I think it's safe.
In the case of a teacher, we have a different suffix.
Right. Sensei.
This can be a teacher, such as a classroom teacher, an instructor, such as a martial arts teacher, and a lot of times people in the professional services, lawyers, doctors, accountants. Okay, on to the vocabulary. In this section, we'll give you the word at natural native speed. This will be followed by the English equivalent. Next, we'll break down the word by syllable to help you catch the word and help your ears get adjusted to Japanese. Finally, we'll give you the word one more time, natural native speed. First word.
出発
Departure.
出発
Next.
明日
Tomorrow.
明日
Next.
New York.
New York.
New-u-yo-u-k. New York.
Next.
今.
Now.
今.
Next.
朝.
Morning.
朝.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase, actually, phrases we'll be looking at?
はい. And いいえ.
Yes and no, respectively. Now, as we learned in All About Japanese lesson number 5, はい also has the meanings of okay and right.
はい.
Right. And be careful when you say いいえ. It has a long e sound.
It's spelled ee, but it's pronounced e. It's a long vowel.
Right. いいえ.
Without the long vowel, it becomes いいえ, which is
house.
House.
So be careful. And speaking of long vowels, 今日 has long o sound too.
So 今日 means today.
Right. It's spelled 今日, but pronounced 今日.
Okay, what's the next word?
4時.
4 o'clock.
4 means 4. 時 means o'clock.
Now, Nami-sensei, 4 also means 4, right?
Right.
Can we say 4時?
No.
This is one of the cases where it's always 4時. In the dialogue, we also had
11時.
11 o'clock.
11, 11, 時, o'clock.
How to talk about time in Japanese is explained in Appendix Number 2. There you can find a detailed chart for hours, minutes, basically a whole lesson just about time. Next, let's move on to the goodbye phrase that appeared in the dialogue.
Sure. We had two phrases.
What's the first one?
じゃ, 良い旅を.
Have a nice trip. Let's look at the components of this phrase.
じゃ
means well then.
良い
means good.
旅
means trip or travel.
So if we say 良い旅を, it means have a good trip. It's a set phrase. 良い旅を. Have a good trip.
So, じゃ良い旅を can be translated as, well then, have a good trip.
Right.
Daisuke Honda said, 良い旅を to Ashley, and Ashley says,
じゃまた後で.
Well, see you later. Let's break this down. Again we have,
じゃ.
Well then,
また.
Again,
後で.
Later. Literally, well then, later again.
Of course, see you is inferred.
Yes. So, well then, see you again later, or see you later.
Of course, you can say, じゃまた, or じゃあとで.
And this is a shortened version. This means, see you later, see you again. Now, there's good news for absolute beginners or beginners. You don't have to say, また, or あとで, because,
じゃ, by itself can be used as see you or bye.
On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn how to make simple A is B sentences follow the pattern of
A wa B desu.
In Bootcamp Lesson 1, you learn the sentence pattern I am such and such. For example,
私は such and such desu. For example, 私は Naomi desu.
I'm Naomi. 私は Peter です. I'm Peter. What we're going to do in this lesson is to use a different noun instead of 私, I. Let's explain with an example. Naomi-sensei, can we have a sample sentence?
Sure. Ken wa pilotto desu.
Ken is a pilot.
Ken.
Ken.
Wa.
It's a particle that comes after the topic that the speaker is going to talk about. Its English equivalent could be as for. Kind of like you're establishing a topic. So far we have
Ken wa.
As for Ken. Or Ken. What's next?
Pilotto.
Pilot.
Desu.
Desu is the polite form of the copula. This is roughly equivalent to the English verb to be, a linking verb, and can mean I am, you are, it is, depending on the context. So let's put this all together. Can we have the sentence one more time?
Ken wa pilotto desu.
So literally, Ken, pilot is. Of course it means Ken is a pilot. Now, Naomi-sensei, what if you want to say Ken is a dancer? That would be?
Dancer in Japanese is dancer. So, Ken wa dancer desu. Ken, dancer, is.
Ken is a dancer.
Right.
So we establish this pattern. A is B.
A wa B desu.
Now let's explain how to form simple questions.
It's very simple. When you put ka at the end of the sentence becomes a question.
The word order doesn't change as it does in English. In English, the verb comes in the front of the sentence. For example, Is Ken a pilot? That comes in the beginning of the sentence. In Japanese, you don't have to do that. Simply adding ka to the end of a sentence turns it into a question. Let's illustrate with some examples. Naomi-sensei, how do we say Ken is a pilot?
Ken wa pairotto desu.
Now, how do we ask, is Ken a pilot?
Ken wa pairotto desu ka?
That's it. No change in word order. Just add ka to form a question. Let's do one more example. How do you say Ken is a dancer?
Ken wa dancer desu.
How do you ask the question, is Ken a dancer?
Ken wa dancer desu ka?
Let's take a look at a question from this lesson's dialogue.
In the dialogue, Daisuke Honda asked, 出発は明日ですか?
Is departure tomorrow? Of course, your is inferred. Let's take a look at the components of this question. So first we have
出発.
Literally departure, but your is implied. Followed by
和.
Topic marking particle. So we're establishing that we're talking about departure.
明日.
Tomorrow.
です.
Is.
か.
Question. So literally, your departure tomorrow is. Of course, we translate this as, is your departure tomorrow? Or, are you going to leave tomorrow?
We also had, 出発は11時です.
Literally, departure is 11 o'clock. In this case, my is omitted.
出発は.
As for departure?
11時.
11 o'clock.
です.
Is. As for my departure? 11 o'clock is. And of course, when we put this into proper English, my departure is 11 o'clock. Okay, let's recap with a quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following suffixes is attached to the teacher's name? A.
San.
B.
Kun.
C.
Sensei.
The answer is C.
Sensei, teacher.
On to the second question. Which of the following phrases means goodbye? A.
じゃあまた.
B.
こんにちは.
C.
いいえ. So the answer is A. じゃあまた.
On to the translation exercise. A is B.
A は B です.
Ken is a pilot.
Ken wa pairotto desu.
Is Ken a pilot?
Ken wa pairotto desu ka? Did you get it?
In the next lesson, you'll learn how to introduce yourself using the grammar from this lesson.
A wa B desu.
See you in the next lesson.
Ja mata.
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
Now listen to the dialogue one more time, natural native speed. This will reinforce everything you just learned about grammar and vocabulary.
Ashuri-san.
Honda-kun, konnichiwa.
出発は明日ですか?
いいえ、 今日です。
今日?
はい。
ああ、 ニューヨークは朝ですか?
はい、今 4時です。 出発は 11時です。
じゃあ、良い旅を。
はい、じゃあ、また後で。
Practice with the review track.
3.
Polite name suffix, similar to Mr. or Ms.
さ、 ん、 さん。 くん。
Name suffix used for males.
く、 ん、 くん。 こんにちは。
Hello.
こんにちは。 こんにちは。 いいえ。
No.
い、い、え。 いいえ。 出発
Departure
出発 出発 はい。
Yes.
は、い、はい。ニューヨーク。
New York.
ニューヨーク。ニューヨーク。明日。
Tomorrow.
明日。
Today.
今日。
Morning.
朝。
Now.
今。
4 o'clock.
4時。
Well then, okay.
じゃあ。
Lesson 2.